by saying Happy Mother's Day. Let's give them a round of applause. Amen. Well, I thank God for our mamas are in the house, don't you? This morning, I want to, there's a verse that I just went to as I was reading, and I want to share that with you and share my heart about mothers this morning. I'm going to share my heart about mothers this morning and how much our mothers mean to us, how much they mean to a child. Growing up, boy, thank God for mama, don't you? Thank God for mama. If you have a copy of God's Word, I ask you to turn with me this morning to Proverbs 31. You knew there are going to be a lot of preachers stand this morning and preach or teach on the book of Proverbs. Last three Mother's Day, I made it a point not to go to the book of Proverbs unless the Lord just directed me there, because we always go to the book of Proverbs. But this week, he has really stirred my heart in the book of Proverbs on a certain verse in chapter number 31, and I want to share that with you. This morning, say a few things, have a time of invitation, leave from here, you go home, love on your mama, amen? If you still got your mama, love on your mama. Don't argue with her. Don't fuss and fight with her. Mama's right even when she's wrong. Come on now. That's an amen point. Mama's right even when mama's wrong. I went to my mom's house one day and me and her was talking Bible. And I walked in and me and mama got into the Bible. We don't talk Bible a whole lot together. And we got into the Bible and mama made a statement. And I said, Mama, that ain't what the Bible says. She said, I don't care what the Bible says and I don't care what you say. So I just got up and walked out. Just left. Went home. Wasn't but a little bit. I heard somebody coming up the doorsteps. Clunk, 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 clunk. She didn't knock. Mama don't have to knock at my house. Amen. She slung that door open and she said, I want you to know I do care what the Bible says, but I do not care what you say. She slammed that door and down them steps she went. Well, I'm glad to be in God's house this morning. If you have a copy of God's Word this morning, you know this is the first day of the week we come to worship our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And do you know that when Jesus was on the cross, his mama was on his mind? When he was crucified for our sin on the cross of Calvary, he looked down and he told John, that one that loved the Lord, that disciple that loved the Lord, he looked down and he said, and this is paraphrasing in Detroit terms, he said, hey, take care of mama. He told John, take care of mama. So mama is very important when it comes to Jesus. And mama should be very important when it comes to this local body. Amen. Proverbs chapter number 31, I ask you to stand. I want to read verse number 10. But my heart this morning is pointing toward, by the help of the Holy Ghost, is pointing toward verse number 28. The Bible says in Proverbs 31 and verse number 10, the Bible says, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. In verse 28 it says, her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. Our Father and our God, this morning as we bow in your presence, Lord, we've already heard about the blood, and I'm so thankful for the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm so thankful for what happened that day on Calvary's cross. But Lord, I'm so thankful that on that third day that you arose from the grave, Lord God, that we can have a day that we come into your house and worship you and worship the name that's above every name, the name of Jesus. Father, I look around this room and the questions asked, who can find a virtuous woman? Lord, I look around this room, this woman, and this morning, and we as a church, we are blessed to have a lot of virtuous women amongst us this morning. Father, I'm talking about women that has taught our young kids how to dress, how to walk, how to talk, how to do. And Lord, we're so thankful for that this morning. Lord, I'm thankful that your word says that her kids rise up and call her blessed. And Lord, once again, I'm thankful for being so blessed to be the pastor of this church and to see these mamas, how they lead their homes, how they lead their kids, and how they take care of their husbands. Father, we love you and we thank you. Lord, I ask you to guard my throat and guard my thoughts. I'm in over my head this morning, and I know that, Father. And I claim it in the name of Jesus that you'll have your will and way in this service. It's in Jesus' holy, precious name, and all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated this morning. And here in the book, we see that in the book of Proverbs, we see that King Solomon said that her children arise up, that her children will stand up for her. when you ask about their mama, that kid will stand up. I don't know about you this morning, but hey, when it comes to my mama, I want to stand up. Amen. It says that children arise up and calls her blessed. But my question to you this morning is this. Why do we call our moms blessed? Why? What do we see when we look at a virtuous mother or a virtuous woman and we look at her and we say that she is blessed and we're blessed to have her as a mother? As I thought about that this week and I pondered on it, I thought about I look at my mom and I say, I'm blessed to have her to be my mother. Why do you look at your mother and you say, I'm blessed to have her as my mother? Why do you look at your mama and say, I'm so thankful that God gave me her? I'm so thankful that when he spanned out heaven and he chose me to be born, that he put me in my mother's womb. Why do you thank God for your mother this morning? As I look in the text this morning, I want to give you four things that I'm so thankful for a godly, virtuous mama this morning. One, I'm blessed because of her guidance. I'm blessed because of her guidance. In verse number 26, the Bible says, she opened her mouth with wisdom. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. And the Bible says this morning that I'm blessed. I see that I'm blessed for her guidance this morning. Can I say to you that daddies don't always do it the way that mamas do it? Most of the time, daddy is the lawgiver in the home, and mama comes along and shows grace when graces need to be given. Us as daddies, when the children mess up, you know what we do? Hey, we almost write them off. We want to whoop them and go on, but you know what mama will do? Our mama will come up beside that kid that has messed up and went wayward or may not be doing what daddy thinks that kid should do, and that mama will come right up beside that kid and love on that kid. That mama will come up and she guides with her love. She'll come right up beside that children and love that kid in a mighty way, but also she guides with compassion. She comes right up in there and she knows when she needs to give compassion, and she knows when she needs to give love. But also I see here that she guides with her words. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter number 25 and verse number 11, a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold and pitchers of silver. There's been times in my life when all I needed was a little encouragement. All I needed was a kind word. All I needed was a hug around my neck. All I needed was mama's help there in my life. And I want you to know, you that understand this morning, there people can encourage you, people can love on you, but there's nothing like it when mama comes up next to you and she hugs that neck. Can I get an amen? I see that we're blessed because of a mother's guidance this morning. They guide us in the way that we need to go. But I see number two this morning, not only are we blessed for her guidance, but we're blessed in what she gives. We're blessed in what that mother gives on a daily basis, all the days of her life, how she goes forth. And not only she guides us, hey, but she gives us what we need. Do you know this morning that a daddy can't give a kid what they need like a mama can? There's nothing like a mama that shows compassion. There's nothing like a mama that gives wisdom. There's nothing like my mama that comes up beside that son or that daughter and shows them what they need. Look with me in verse number 27, if you will. We're blessed for her guidance, but we're also blessed for her giving, how she comes up beside that child. Look in verse number 27, the Bible says, she looketh well to the ways of her household, and she eateth not the bread of idleness. She's all the time giving. She's all the time giving to the needs of that home, giving to the needs of that family, giving to the needs of them kids, giving to the needs of the husband. You know what? And I hate to admit this, but I'm going to admit it. At our home, I'm the first one to lay down at night. It may be because of my age. I have to lay down about 8 or 8:30. I see no good at 11:30 or 9 or at midnight at night. But you know what my wife will do? She'll be up all hours of the night making sure that bottles of sippy cups are made, making sure that clothes are laid out, making sure the needs of the home is met, making sure everything is took care of. And you know what I do as a daddy? I lay there and I get to snoring and carrying on and sleeping real good. And I don't think about the things of the home. But you know what a mama does? Hey, she ain't never idle. I want y'all in my home, it's never been that way. Hey, mama ain't never idle. If it's 9 o'clock at night and we done ate supper and I'm looking for something to eat, you know what my daddy say? Boy, you done had something to eat. I'll go on in there and go to bed. But you know what mama would do when daddy would doze off? Hey, she'd slide on in there and she'd cook me something. She'd fix my needs. She'd help in the area that I needed help in. Hey, the other night, we was at home and we had done ate supper and I was sitting there and I told Brandy, I said, hey, me and Ryder, we're hungry. Hey, what about an egg sandwich? I'm talking about one of them old scrambled egg sandwiches that you throw mayonnaise in. You know what I'm talking about. And she said, I'll fix you one. And I got in there and got to looking at what she was cooking for me and Ryder. And she said, I said, what else are you cooking? She said, Ryder don't really eat that egg sandwich, but he'll eat some French toast. He'll eat some French toast and he'll eat that. And what was that bread called? No, what did you make there when you put it in there? Anyway, she took egg and took everything and put it in there. She got to flipping that thing around, and it wasn't up but bread sogged down into old eggs and milk, and it looked so nasty in that pan. And all of a sudden, she threw it out there, and she got to cooking it and laying it over, and she laid all four of them out. And me and old Ryder's son, we tore it up, and that was about 9:30 at night. And you say, who would do that for their children? Who would do that for their husband? Only a mama would do that. Amen. Hey, not only are we blessed for her guidance, but we're blessed for her giving. She gives with no hold back. A mama gives and don't want nothing in return. She'll just give all that she can. She gives from her hands. She gives what she's got and she gives it willingly. Look in verse 13. The Bible says she seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. I see we're blessed to call our moms and have the moms that we have because we're blessed for her guidance. We're blessed for her giving. But the third thing I've seen that really touched my heart, if you've got a virtuous mama, you're blessed because she's grounded. She's grounded. You ain't got to worry about her flying off. You ain't got to worry about her leaving. You ain't got to worry about going chaos. She's grounded in what she does. A virtuous mama will only guide her home. She won't only give to her home as it's needed. But a virtuous mama, she's grounded. Her kids is going to be top priority. Her husband's going to be top priority. Her family's going to be top priority. Everything going on is going to be top priority in her life. She is grounded. And you say, preacher, how do you know that? Look in your Bible in verse number 29. Because she's grounded in the Lord. That virtuous woman is a woman that's honest. She's honorable. She's faithful. And she's righteous. And she's grounded in the Lord. Look with me, if you will, in verse number 29. Said, many daughters have done virtuously. But thou, talking about that virtuous mama, said, hey, listen, she excels them all. She goes above and beyond. She excels them all because she's grounded in the Lord. But I also see that she's grounded in the truth. She's grounded in the truth. Look at verse 30. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. I see that we're blessed for her being grounded. She's grounded in the Lord. She's grounded in the truth. She fears the Lord. Luke 2:19, talking about Mary, how she did with Jesus. After the angel told her that she was going to have a son, and he was going to save the world from their sins. It says, but Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. I see not only we're blessed for her guidance, we're blessed for her giving, and we're blessed for her being grounded. But we're blessed just because mama's great. I may feel this way toward my mama. You may not feel that way toward your mama. But my mama's great. My mama's great. You may look at my mama and see all kind of flaws. I look at my mama and I don't see one flaw. And I know it's beauty's in the eyes of the beholder. I know that. But when I look at my mama, I see a woman that all our lives, for me and my siblings, I see a woman that has guided us. She's always guided us in the right direction, never led us wrong, never led us in a harm's way, never did anything evil toward us. She was always our best interest put forth. But listen to me, when mama said no, that meant no. When mama said no, that meant no. And Brother Chris said this morning in Sunday school, and what a great word, when you ask somebody for something and they say no, no is an answer. You may not like the answer you get, but no is an answer. And this morning, my mama's great, and I know that this morning because she's guided us. She's given to us when we didn't have nothing. She's given to us and worked for us and took from her own to make sure we have what we needed. And she's always been grounded. You go to mama, and I don't care what I buy or what I do. I pray about it, and then I go to mama. Brandy Mills, is that not the truth? She'll say, have you asked your mama yet? I say, I'm going. Why? Because mama's one, and she's going to tell me the truth. She don't want on my bandwagon. She's not going to applaud me. She's not going to give me an attaboy. She don't give me none of that. She's going to give me the truth no matter how I like it. That's how mama's going to give me that truth. And this is what she's going to say. And there's been times I ain't liked it, kids. Listen to me in here. If your parents always yes to you, they're not doing you a favor. If everybody you come in contact with always does yes for you, they're not in your best favor. That one that says no every once in a while is in your favor. And I'd go to mom and she'd say, no, I don't think that's good. I don't think you need to do that. I don't think you need to go down that road. And just yesterday, we was riding down the road together, and I brought up something, and she said, no, I don't think that's good. I never said another word in the car. She knew what I was thinking sitting over there. That is not what I wanted to hear. But she told me the truth and what she felt like in her heart. So I see that they get to that place that they're great because they're big in your life. Man, a virtuous mama, she's big in that kid's life. She's huge in that kid's life. I believe every boy in this room in here right now, I believe every boy in this room needs a daddy at home. I believe that. I believe every boy needs a daddy. He needs to grow up and know how to be a man. He needs to know how to do stuff. But listen to me, just as much as that daddy's important in that boy's life, that mama is too. And they need that in their life. They need that one that can come up after they've been scolded by that daddy, and that mama can come up in there and make everything all right. As I studied this and I got thinking about it, I sent out a few texts this week. Some responded, some didn't. Hey, I just sent out who God laid on my heart. And for just a moment, I want to read to you some things from some mama boys. From some mama's boys. I don't know how a girl does, so I had to do a boy. Mama's boys. If you're a mama's boy here, raise your hand. We ain't got very many. I am a mama's boy. There's a lot of things can go on. And you can talk about a lot of folks in my family, but there's a few that can't be talked about. And that's every one of them sitting on that corner, my mama sitting back there. Can I get a witness? And I want to read you a few things. Man, God impressed this on my heart. Why do we call her blessed? Why? In verse number 28, it says this, her children arise up and call her blessed. You're not a wimp for being a mama's boy. Her children arise up and call her blessed. I want to read you a few things of some mama's boys in this place. They didn't know I was going to call them mama's boys. But some mama's boys that the reason they're blessed. I titled it, Why are you blessed to have your mama? And this, I'm going to start off and I'll read you the name when I get done. It says, I'm blessed to have my mom because she loves me and always wants the best for me. She has always been there to support me and back me up. She loves me unconditionally. She always tells me what is right, even when I don't want to hear it. She never pampered me. She made me mine. I'm grateful for that. I'm so thankful for the sacrifices she had made over the years for me. I love her so much. Brother J.D. Markham. I'm blessed to have my mom because without her, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't have learned how to walk, talk, or anything without her. I'm so blessed to have her because she taught me how to follow Jesus Christ. Brother Kenyon Taylor said that about his mom. I'm blessed to have my mother because she has seen me at my worst and still loves me unconditionally. And she's been there for me my whole life. Brother Kyler Whitaker said that about his mama. She's always there to talk to with wisdom and knowledge and to get me through situations sometimes with love. Brother Garrett Barnes said that about his mama. My mom is a very godly woman who is always pushing me to do good things and to help build me up when I'm down. She's not quick to anger and is very supportive of us in everything we do. That's Brother Aiden Gunner. Said that about his mama. I'm blessed to have my mommy because she kisses my boo-boos and holds me when I'm sad. That's Ryder Mills. I'm thankful for my mom because she is the one who taught me how to be a respectful gentleman and went through tough times for me. That's Mason Coburn said that about his mama. She cares so much about everything. She loves us. She talks to us a lot. Let me repeat this. She cares so much about everything. She loves us. She talks to us a lot. And yeah, she loves us. That's Jackson Scott said that about his mama. She's nice. She has a big heart and she smells good. That's Reed Scott said that about his mama. You think them boys ain't mama's boys? I'll never forget when my daddy died, I was 17-year-old, and he said, listen to me, boy. He's laying there knowing he's leaving. He said, you take care of your mama. You take care of your mama. And if there's one thing me and my two sisters have tried to do our whole life, we try to take care of that woman back there. Just as much as she meant to us, she meant that much to her daddy. She is a strong woman and had to carry the weight of being both parents a lot of my childhood with Dad being gone. She made sure we never missed a beat and done it without complaining. I know it was tough. I see it more now than I ever have. That's Brother Jake Gunner. Said that about his mama. I couldn't ask for a better mama. How she puts up with me and my siblings and makes time for school. I'll never know, but somehow she does. I'm truly blessed to have her as my mother. That's Brother Branson McCullough. Said that about his mama. I'm blessed to have my mom to be my mom because she's the best mom that anyone could have. That's Brother Mason. Said that about his mama. I'm blessed to have my mom because she takes on all kinds of different things and helps any and everyone anytime they need anything. She shows the love and care she has for each one of us every day. She has a heart of gold, and we're beyond blessed to have her. That's Brother Riley Smith. Said that about his mama. I'm truly blessed. I'm a truly blessed man, this young man said. I'm a truly blessed man. For all the 21 years of my life, I've had a mother who has been the most caring, loving, and strongest mother anyone could ask for. She does countless of things for me and my family without expecting a thank you. She's been a great influence in my life of how to follow God, and all you do in all things, give thanks to Him. She's not a perfect mom by no means, but she's my mama. And to me, she is. Even after all the stress and heartache I've put her through, she still loves me unconditionally. I thank God that she has blessed me enough. He has blessed me enough to call this woman my mama. And she has been the best mother anyone could ask for. I thank God for her being the biggest female godly role model in my life. I love her, and I hope she has the best Mother's Day ever. That's Brother Connor Robinson. Said that about his mama. I'm blessed to have my mama because she's always there for me when I need her. Then I'm blessed to have my mama because she is the most comforting thing when I feel down. I'm blessed to have my mama because when I need to go somewhere, she gets me there. I'm also blessed to have my mama because she always provides me food and drinks. I'm blessed to have my mama because when I'm sick, she stays home from work, takes care of me. I'm thankful to have my mama because she disciplines me and teaches me right from wrong, and she teaches me manners. I love my mama. That's Brother Corbin Smith. He wrote that about his mama. This morning, I just want to say I'm thankful for godly mothers. As I thought about that her children rise up and call her blessed, I thought, I wonder how some of the young men and some of the men in the church, how do they feel about their mama? Every one of them young men, all 15 of them, said the same thing. I'm so thankful for my mama. You may be in this room this morning, you may feel like you're a failure. Preacher, I've let my kids down so many times. Listen, them kids don't see that. Listen, I can't tell you a time my mama's let me down. I look past that. Why? Because I love her. I love her. Love covers a multitude. It covers a multitude. It covers, love. And I just love my mama. You may feel like you're a failure and you've not always done what's right with your kids. Listen to me. Your kids love you. And this morning, I just want to say to you that God loves you. I want to share with you one thing about a virtuous mother, and we'll have a time of invitation. Brother Garrett, you be getting ready. Out of everything I said about my mother, there was a day in my life. Mama called and she was crying, upset. And I said, Mama, what's wrong? She said, come down here now. I said, what's going on with Mama? And I got to her house, and when I got to where Mama was, she was squalling uncontrollably. And I pulled up a chair right in front of her. I said, Mama, what's wrong with you? She said, I'm lost. I'm lost. I said, Mama, you lost? What are you lost? See, it's my mama. I wasn't thinking. I said, what have you lost? Just as much as I love my mama and I love every mama in this room, I don't want to be blinded to the truth. You can be a lost mama and still guide. You can be a lost mama and still give. You can be a lost mama and still be grounded in your kids' eyes. You can be a lost mama and your kids still think you great. But this morning, if you're sitting there and you say, Preacher, I've done everything I can for my kids. But what makes me a virtuous woman? What makes a person, a woman, a virtuous woman? is that she is a child of God. This morning, as much as we love our mamas in here, our greatest prayer is that every mama that's under the sound of my voice or every mama that will ever be will be born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. That day I walked into my mother's home and I finally understood that she meant lost, L-O-S-T, needing Jesus. You said, did you pet her? No. Did you pamper her? No. I took my old Bible out and I laid it down there. And we turn to Romans chapter number 10. Listen to me this morning. I won't lie to my mama, and I'm not going to lie to another mama in this room or anybody else. If you're going to leave this walk and make it to heaven, you'll only make it by one way. You will not make it by being good. You will not make it by being grounded. You will not make it by being great. You will not be making it by being give to your kids. You will not make it by that way. You'll only make it because the blood of Jesus Christ has touched your life. You'll only make it because you've called on the name of the Lord. Ask Him to come into your life and He saved you. If you're lost in here this morning, there's not a greater day to come to an altar and give your life to Jesus. The Bible says this morning in Romans chapter number 10 and verse number 9, nothing different than I share with my mama. Romans 10:9, the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shalt believe in thy heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich in all that call upon Him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Mama, you may have guided your family. You may have gave to your family. You may be the only one rooted and grounded in your family. And your kids may call you great. But as Brother Kelvin started off, is there been rejoicing in heaven over you? If not, this morning is a perfect time to come. On Mother's Day to come. On Mother's Day to come. You may be sitting there and you ain't talked to your mother in years, holding a grudge, holding whatever. Listen to me. Your prayers ain't getting answered. It ain't getting answered. You say, I got a grudge. You don't know what they've done. It don't matter what they've done. If you're a child of God, you can't hold a grudge. You can't hold things against people. You can't hold that. You say, you don't know what I've been through, preacher. I don't know, but the Bible does. The Bible says it can't work that way. He said, if you don't forgive, He won't forgive. And this morning on Mother's Day, if there's anything in your life that would hold any animosity, anything in your life this morning, make sure that when you walk out of this place, you can say, I'm blessed to call her my mother. You say, I think God may have messed up. Oh, no, He didn't. No, no, your mama's your mama. He gave you your mama to be your mama. And what a blessing to call her mama. Father, we love you and we thank you for this morning. Lord, I thank you for everyone that's in this place. Lord, I pray in the next few moments, whoever may need to come to this altar this morning, they have provided for their family all their life. They've given and given and given and given and asked for nothing in return. That's exactly what you did on the cross. You gave and gave and gave it all and asked for nothing in return, only that we would call on your name. And Lord, this morning, whoever I'm talking to that needs that touch, maybe there's a mama in here and they feel like a failure. They feel like they have failed so many times. Maybe they need to be in this altar. I don't know, Father, but you do. And you do the work this morning. You've only asked me to distribute the word and you said you'd do the manufacturing. And I ask you to do that this morning in Jesus' holy, precious name, and all of God's people say, amen. I ask you to stand.